committee meetings that we have to deal with, so those of you who have no passing interest in operations and legislation, we bid you farewell, and I'm going to ask if there's a quorum.
Yes, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. So having called the roll, my name is Jake McKenzie. I'm chair of the Operations Committee. We have a quorum. The second agenda item is consent calendar, and I would ask for a motion on the consent calendar. Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Yes, okay. That passes, the consent calendar does. We have one agenda item. This is an agenda item for that will hopefully move forward for commission approval, and I would just draw your attention to the fact that this is a somewhat unusual item in that it not only involves our operations committee and the staff that support us in that, but it also involves the legislative committee staff, because there is a, as you will hear, a connection, a nexus between this item and a proposed piece of legislation that is actually on the Mr. Haggerty's committee. So with that, I would ask Carol Kuster to introduce proposed changes to Clipper privacy policy, an item that has previously been discussed by this committee back in January. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Carol Kuster, and with me today is Rebecca Long to talk about the legislative component of this item. Privacy issues can be very complicated, but the action that we're requesting this morning is really very straightforward. The action we're recommending is an amendment to the resolution that incorporates the Clipper and Fast Track privacy policies. This morning we're just talking about the Clipper privacy policy. The change that we're requesting is reflected in Attachment A to your item. It's sort of sprinkled throughout in change bar, but it's very simple. We're recommending a reduction in the Clipper data retention period from 7 years to 4.5 years, which would align it with the Fast Track data retention privacy policy. When we're looking at privacy policies, we're really trying to find that right balance between being able to retain enough data to manage our accounts, collect the tolls and transit revenue that we need to, and ensuring that we have the record keeping we need, and maintaining our users' privacy. So this action is really just to bring the data retention period for Clipper, again, down from 7 years to 4.5 years, and to align with the Fast Track privacy policy. I'm going to turn the item over to Rebecca Long to talk about the legislative action that's in the background of all of this.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Rebecca Long, MTC staff. So just earlier this year, Assemblymember Bocanegra from Southern California introduced AB 179. What that bill does is it changes a law that was passed several years ago by Senator Simidian with respect to retention of data for Fast Track. And so what AB 179 does is it changes the data retention requirements for both Fast Track and now extending it to transit fare cards from 4.5 years to 6 months. We've had, you know, extensive conversations both internally and with other agencies who also operate both toll systems as well as transit fare card systems, and, you know, clearly 6 months is not workable for a number of reasons. One is simply being able to provide responsive service to customers who might have disputes or want information about transactions. Another concern is, you know, being able to retain responsible financial records. We use credit cards for both of these systems, and minimum retention is 18 months for that. But probably most importantly is with the Fast Track program, the length of time that it takes for a violation and to go through the DMV hold process is around 2 years. And so clearly, you know, 6 months is not workable. And in the interest of meeting the Commission's desire to match the data retention requirements for both Fast Track and Clipper, we felt that 3 years, you know, was the minimum time frame that was workable. So we're recommending an oppose unless amended position that will be brought to the Legislation Committee momentarily on that bill, where we would say seek that the bill be amended to 3 years on the condition that the statute of limitation requirements that actually go as long as 4 years be brought back on par with 3 years, so that there's no mismatch there. Right now, we couldn't go with 3 years because there is the potential that somebody could bring a lawsuit within that 4-year time frame, and then we would be exposed, or our contractor would be exposed to liability there. So that's basically the essence of our recommendation, and we just thought it would be easier to talk about these items together. Thank you.
Thank you for that staff report, and there's no intention on the part of the chair of this committee to usurp the authority of my on my right-hand side, the chair of the Legislative Committee. But just for purposes of this particular discussion, we thought it was important that you have this background. That being said, are there any questions? Whoa, wait a minute. Let me just do it this way. We do have one card for public comment. Eric P. Scott, if you could address us, please.
Yes, good morning. My name is Eric P. Scott. Transit riders are used to being second-class citizens. A driver can use an LA Metro fast track to pay a bridge toll here, but I can't use an LA tap card to pay a fare on Clipper and vice versa. But we shouldn't have privacy treated as a second-class right. I support the proposal to reduce the retention time in the Clipper policy. I think that's a step in the right direction. However, I also believe that a 6-month limitation is workable, and I am encouraging the support for AB 179 as introduced. The only thing that I see in there that is possibly an issue is the requirement to discard all information after 6 months when an account is closed or terminated. And this doesn't address who is initiating this closure. And I think that the real issue is when it is not at the request of the customer, but it is done by the government agency, at which point the penalty is you may have to forfeit any amount that you are owed. For a customer who uses a credit card, typically, they're invoiced within 60 days, and they have 60 days in which to make a dispute. So they're used to having 120 days, and 180 is going to be more than adequate to address that. As for the issue of lawsuits, courts aren't stupid. They expect you to comply with the law, but there's also a principle in civil litigation that the presumption is always with the weaker party. And if you go in and say, hey, we can't produce this data, you are the weaker party, and it is now incumbent on whoever is challenging you to make a very good case. And I'm sure there will be adequate jury instructions. I think the fears here are unwarranted, and they do not rise to the level of harm that is being done to the innocent transit riders, hundreds of thousands of them every day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have no other speaker cards.
Just
I would ask
one question, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
Director. Having read the report, at one point I thought I understood the bill, and I guess I could go read the bill, but I don't have time, so I'm going to ask you this question. This isn't specific to Clipper, right?
No, it's with respect to both tolls and all electronic fare cards.
So this is everything within the state of California?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from any commissioners? I hear none. I see none. I would ask then, we have a recommendation from staff that the committee refer to the commission a request to amend MTC Resolution 4040 to reduce the Clipper data retention period to 4 years and 6 months, similar to the Fast Track program. Do I have a motion? There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Apart from the rumblings from my far right, I will call the question and ask for a vote on the right, on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. And
Jake, there's a second question on that.
I think we're basically passing the staff's recommendation, correct?
Right, 4.5 years.
Okay, great. I just wanted to clarify things.
Yeah. Is everybody happy? Everybody voted aye? Okay. The motion passes, and we move to public comment. There being no public comment, no speaker cards in front of me, this meeting is adjourned until Friday, May 10th. Thank you very much.